and Tommy are about to pick your mood up with a bunch of fun in this podcast. Pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we, guys?
Someone called me Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Forgotten who it was, but it hurt.
Fairly large pimple on the end of that schnoz.
Nothing gives you confidence when you walk out the door, does it? Particularly when you're in your 30s and you've got a honking great pimple on your nose.
I thought you were going to say you've got a honking great nose. You've got a honking great pimple and honking great nose.
I do. I mean, yes, in the pimple's defence, it's a hell of a canvas to work with.
It is. It's so excited underneath because it's like there's so much space
and it's just trying to fill the frame. It's like, well, I'll look ridiculous if I'm just a tiny spot on this old thing. I went and bought pimple cream.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's made
Clearasil?
It worse.
Clearasil? Are you 14? Did you go buy Clearasil?
Am I 14? Yeah, pimples are a teenager thing. Yeah.
Yes, but did you buy Clearasil?
Yeah, I actually didn't buy it. There was a kid wearing a blazer and I just shook him down.
Put toothpaste on it.
What?
Yeah.
You're just trying to make it look worse.
No, I don't. You go to bed with toothpaste on it. It'll dry out in the morning.
Go to bed.
Trust me, I still get them in my early 30s.
No, good stuff. Jesse, what's this?
It's a bit of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer for you, mate.
Oh, mate, the timing on that is magnificent.
10 minutes too late.
I barely remember the reference. I thought it was going to be the Clearasil ad or something.
He's got to get tired. He's got to Google the song, then he's got to bring it over into the system, and then he's got to play it.
He's got to load it in real time. I reckon that would have been quicker if you'd went out, bought the instruments, learnt them, then laid down the tracks and put them all together yourself. Big show. What's coming up, Vickers?
I don't know. I've looked at the board. It's a lot of your content today, and it's all a very weird. It says, chat to your pet.
Oh, yeah, that's great. This is great
Crescenta
stuff.
Crescenta discusser.
This is great. That's great stuff too.
And weird arm.
Mate, we are going to have a good hour.
Good. I'm looking forward to being along for the ride.
Is this one of the songs that they had scheduled for midday that you've just got to, Jesse?
It's a good tune.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up a little bit later on, $1 million on the line with $1 million alpha bucks.
Radio is all about relatable content, right? We want to talk about what our listeners are talking about. Isn't that right, Bickers?
Mm-hmm. I feel like this means you're going to bring something that no one cares to hear.
Producer Pippa.
Hello.
Hello. What do you want to discuss today, knowing that is what we are going for?
Relatable content.
Mm-hmm. I would like to talk to people's pets.
And now this is not using your own voice, though, right?
I'm a bit confused by the question.
Sorry. I mean, you want to talk to their pets, but you want their pets to talk back.
I want people to call in to act as if they're their pet.
So you have a dog, Murphy.
Yes.
I'm sick of talking. I love you, Pippa, but I'm sick of talking to you. Would it be possible for you to hand your microphone over to Murphy?
Sure.
Okay. G'day, Murphy.
Hey.
What are you up to?
Oh, you know, just like hanging around and just like waiting for my owners to play with me, but they're like so boring, so.
Because you've gone so quiet. Wow. Have you ever chatted to a dog before?
No.
Sorry, what type of dog?
I'm trying to imagine what type of dog it is.
What do you mean it is? Ask Murphy.
Murphy, what kind of dog are you?
I'm a sausage with swagger.
You're a sausage with swagger. Murphy, when you walk along, I often see sausages and I wonder, does your belly ever get tickled by the grass underneath?
Oh, my God. Like, all the time. If it's a wet day, I get so soaked underneath, like really wet. Really wet.
Your voice has changed a bit there, Murphy.
You went from being this real
to being like it from Clueless. Yeah. You're like a private school girl.
Did anyone think it was like a human doing a dog voice?
You thought you were Clueless the whole time. You started and went like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, I like don't even care. Like, you know, it's all Clueless.
Hey, Murphy, often people wonder what their animals are thinking when they're just sitting on the floor, like in their living room. They're like, what do you think about? What do you think about, Murph?
Well, last night in particular, right, this thing happened where it was like 2 a.m.
You're just sounding like Pippa.
And I was trying to sleep and I just wanted a cuddle. And I just wanted a cuddle and my owner, Pippa, was so annoying. She just kept like pushing me away and all I wanted was cuddles.
Do you think our caller's going to do better than this? This is terrible.
Because I need you just for a second. I'm really sorry. I should have rehearsed this with the group. I trusted them and I shouldn't have left this up to the rodents that run the show.
So is it worth also considering in a couple of segs you want to chat about croissants? Do you think you
need to? That's me. That's still worth doing?
Yeah. Okay.
Because that voice, so I'm going to be like, oh my God, croissants are nice. Yeah. So oh my God.
I hesitate to say this. And then
2 minutes later, I'm going to be like, oh my God. Croissants are great.
13 1060. We want to talk to your animal.
We want to talk to your pet.
Talk to the animal.
So it obviously doesn't need to just be a dog. If you've got a pet cat, I'd love to talk to a cat.
Ferret.
If you've got a tarantula, we can talk to Jesse. Give us a call. 13 1060. If you're lucky, the person who answers your call may be Murphy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
13 1060 this afternoon. We'd like to chat to your pets.
Why, Jesse?
Well, we never got that part of the story.
Producer Pippa was wondering what her dog sound like. It would sound like, and so we got to speak to her dog, whose voice changed a lot through the course of the conversation.
I guess, though, like all of us. You know, there's times that you're tired, you speak differently. There's times when you're a bit up and about.
Was Pip's dog drunk?
Exactly, could have been.
G'day, Jackson.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, legend. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What pet are we going to get to chat to today? Who are you about to put on the phone?
Remy, the Australian Bulldog.
Oh, Remy. Do you want to start?
Remy's a funny name for a bulldog, Jackson.
Yeah, it was my sister's name, Hector, actually.
That's pretty cute. Do you want to chuck Remy on and we'll have a chat?
Yeah, I'll chuck her on now.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, how you going?
Oh, good, Remy. How are you?
I'm well.
Yeah. Now, Remy, can you talk us through your colourings there?
My colourings?
Yeah, like what colour is your fur?
A bit of a brown golden and a bit of white on my belly.
Oh.
Do you love a little scratch under the belly?
Oh, I love a good scratch.
Yeah. What's your favourite thing to eat?
Oh, I love chicken and rice.
Jackson likes chicken and rice because I feel like I'm talking to Jackson.
No, Remy likes chicken and rice.
Yeah, but Remy and Jackson sound very similar.
Because you can't do this for everyone, mate. You've got to suspend the disbelief a bit.
No, they just need to do better accents.
Oh, mate.
You're telling people to do better accents.
I'm calling a radio station to say that I can sound like my pet only to sound like myself.
Mate. Remy, I've had a great time chatting to you. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
No worries.
G'day, Claire.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm so good. How old are you, Claire?
11.
11. Awesome. And have you got a pet that's going to talk to us?
Yes.
Who are we going to get to speak to?
Maple the guinea pig.
Maple. Cute. All right. Do you want to put Maple on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Maple.
Hi.
See, that's good.
Maple, how old are you as a guinea pig?
I'm 4 months old.
Oh, wow. What do guinea pigs eat, Maple?
They eat very exotic food.
You're amazing, Maple. And what do you sleep in, Maple?
I sleep in the highest bed on the ledge in a pillow, my ABC pillow.
Oh, and Maple, I remember when we had guinea pigs when they were young, they were so scared of everything. What are you scared of?
I'm scared of nothing because I'm the queen.
Oh, wow.
What are your owners like, Maple?
My owners, like, feed me, like, only in the morning and only in the night, and they don't give me, like, any snacks. None.
You should have a word to them.
They, like, feed me, but, like, I want more.
We got to give. Like, can we give Maple something?
Yeah, we
Maple
can give her
something. What do you give a guinea pig?
What do you give a guinea pig? What does a guinea pig want?
Money.
Do we have?
Hang on. What's a guinea? What's a guinea pig gonna buy with? How much did you give it, Jesse?
$100 cash.
$100. Maple, what are you gonna buy with $100?
A pillow.
A pillow, okay. Aww. Good on you, Maple. Thank you.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, great. Maple's great. G'day, Jack.
Hey, how we doing?
Yeah, living the dream.
Hard act to follow, Jack. That's all I'm saying.
No, I reckon it would be.
It's got nothing to do with Jack. We're going to chat to his pet.
Okay.
Jack, who have you got there to talk to us?
So I've got my ferret, Schooner.
Oh. Do you want to chuck Schooner on?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. G'day, Schooner.
Yeah, no, how we doing, eh?
I mean, that's just Jack.
Okay. Let's give one more a shot.
Should we go to Chris?
Clearly you want to, mate. You just slammed both your hands on the desk.
No, but, like, help me out here, people, you know?
Could we chat to you?
No, I'm not pretending to talk, to be a dog.
Well, exactly. You're not doing anything. At least giving it a go.
I don't have a pet to pretend to be.
Mate, why are you crushing dreams like
this? Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, are you Chris?
Yeah, I'm Chris.
I didn't know if I was speaking to the pet yet or a person.
Chris, who are you? Sorry, Bickers is, she's lost. She's chatting to pets at the moment and thinking they're people and then people and thinking they're pets. Chris, what pet are we going to get to chat to today?
We're going to talk to Ben. He's a blue heeler cross kelpie.
Oh, I would love to chat to Ben. Can you chuck Ben on, please?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
G'day, guys.
Oh, g'day, Ben.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right, mate. I'm just getting on a bit in years. Yeah. The bloody owners have just got a cat.
Oh, no.
I hate the cat. And you know what? I'm 13 and I'm scared of the bloody thing.
Oh, no.
When did you come out from the UK, Ben?
when 13 years ago when I was born.
Oh,
which was around 86.
Ben, I think well, those maths don't work, but that's fine. I think Bickers is a little skeptical, and she doesn't. For some reason, she doesn't like this segment where we chat to.
No, I do. I just want to chat to Maple.
Hey,
Maple.
Wait, you can't say that to Ben.
Well, I can. Everyone has a preferred pet.
Well, go on, say it. Say it.
Ben, can I chat to Maple?
Yeah, sure, huh?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks is coming up real soon. So if you haven't downloaded the Listener app and registered, jump onto it.
Hey, because I've just started cooking in my life and I'm loving it.
You're very good at it.
Well, it's because I've got all the time in the world.
Yes, you're very slow at it.
Yes.
As we discovered when you paid pizza the other day.
It made you
about
so
about an hour
filthy.
And a half for you just to put a bit of basil on top.
Well, lunch was meant to be at 1. I told my housemate it would be ready at 1 on the weekend. 4:30. So it was ready.
You'd have a revolt on your hands if you had a family.
I mean, why are you so angry?
No, it's just I would love time to just cook slowly.
Shouldn't have kids, mate.
Yeah. You're the one that sent me a message the other day saying how cute they were. So.
Yeah, but I want to have kids. Well, but you're talking
we'll
at the moment like
for a bit. Because that hasn't been done before.
What do you mean?
Take my kids for a weekend.
Oh, soon I'm going to be wearing a fat suit to work out what it's like to be pregnant. We'll be doing that in 2 years and then we'll be like, oh, God, we've become the things we never wanted to be. Anyway, one of our favourite foods. Croissants, right?
Yes.
And I thought I should make croissants. I love croissants.
Wow.
They take 2 days. I had no idea. I can't believe that something takes that long. And so I thought, I wonder if any people out there.
Did you actually make them?
No, mate.
Oh,
2 days.
You just looked up.
2 days for someone. Imagine how long it's going to take me.
Yeah.
It's going to be 3 weeks.
The yeast will have risen and fallen in that time.
Yes. On 13:10:60, I wanted to do a bit of this.
Croissant, discussa, oui, Paris, bonjour.
Give us a call on 13:10:60. Have you attempted to make croissants?
Wow. Do you reckon people have?
Surely.
I've made bao buns, but not croissants.
They're bao buns even from the same part of the world.
No, they're not.
How long did your bows take you?
Oh, a couple of hours.
Did you have a revolt on your hands?
Nah. To be fair, they didn't eat it.
Do the accent
like
for
bao buns.
Do your accent for the bao buns.
No, I don't
go on. G'day, Timo.
bonsoir, je m'appelle Timo. Or should I say, yeah, no, no.
Ça va?
I should say, yeah, ça va? Oui, bien. Et toi?
Ça va bien, merci. Tell us about making croissants. Are you a pastry chef, Timo?
Well, that was my first trade a very long time ago. So, okay. Not so much now, but I can tell you, even as a pastry chef, it will take a long time, yes.
How long? Talk to us through the process.
Okay, so like the concept of croissant, the actual translation is layered pastry. So essentially, as you said, it's layered pastry is basically the sense of that it's flour and butter, basically, are the concepts around that. So, yes, it does take a long time because you're having to use the butter while it's cold. So you can imagine when you're taking it out that you're, like, doing it and then rolling it out and then continuing to do so.
And what are my chances, giving the first attempt, what are the chances of it working and then being edible?
Just be patient. So okay. Don't try and whip them up in half an hour.
Oh, well, you don't do patience, that, so that's helpful.
Patience is key. And, yeah. You know,
you
like,
should try and then bring some in for us. Can you do that tonight? You got nothing else
mate,
on?
It's days.
How many days is it going to take?
Look, you can whip it up in, like you say, half a day if you're including proofing time and all that sort of stuff. But again, you just need to be realist rather than like, you know. You know, there's I'm sure there's some real patisserie out there that would whip it up in no time. But essentially, it does take some time. Maybe you need to look at something like some petit four to start or something like that, or some profiteroles, something basic.
Oh, yeah. My mum used to do a profiterole with some custard squeezed in.
Au revoir,
oh, delicious.
Profiterole.
Don't you remember?
What was that?
A profiterole.
Profiterole. Why are you circling your hand at me?
You get a profiterole and then you squirt the...
I don't know.
Anyway, cream
is it profiterole
custard?
And apophagy? Are they the same or are they different?
I don't know.
Okay. G'day, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are we going? Bonjour. Yeah.
Bonjour. Welcome to Croissante Discasa. Have you attempted to make your own?
I have attempted. I have a French girlfriend.
Ooh, well done. Fantastic, Tom. Really
I thought, you know what? She's in Australia at the moment. Can't go home. I'll try and attempt to cook some croissants for her.
You got one and you trapped her. You are brilliant, Tom.
The only man. Happy back, COVID.
Spent about 6.5 hours while she was at work on my day off trying to cook them and ended with absolutely nothing like croissant.
Did you go buy some and pretend that you had made them?
Oh, I did not buy some. I never said I made them myself, but the mess in the kitchen was evident that I had attempted to with the amount of dough and, butter and just complete mess all over my face and hands. And, I'd given up.
Did you put at the end a bit of extra mess around to make it look like you'd put in more effort?
Or I don't think I had to be honest.
And did she appreciate, Tom, that you'd gone to effort even though you had no end product?
Yes, she did appreciate it and then showed me how to make them the following day.
Oh, God.
You've got a French girlfriend, but you're trying to make the croissant.
That's nice.
It is sweet.
Good on you, Tom. Once again, congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Lisa, how long did it take for you to make your croissant?
I just had to chuck them straight in the oven. So I found a box in the middle of the roundabout that a truck dropped off and didn't know what it was when I was carrying it home. Called the company. They said throw it out, but it was a whole box of frozen croissants.
Yum.
You didn't know what it was, but you still took it home.
Yeah, I thought I'd just call the label sticker say, hey, I've got your box.
And how did you know how long to... You obviously told the company, look, I am going to throw them out, but if I wasn't, how long do I cook them for? Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at this afternoon, and we're doing this.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Sam, I hear you want to buy a dog if you win the $1 million.
That's right. Hubby hasn't wanted a dog since we've been together, and he said if I can win $1 million, I can get a dog tomorrow. I can get five dogs tomorrow.
Chat to Sam's dog. Pretty good. Yes, that's pretty good motivation. We could chat to your dog on the show. That's fun. Sam, you know how to play, but just for everybody listening, you've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. I can't use the same answer twice. 10 correct. And here's where it gets exciting, Sam. You win $10,000 in cold hard cash today. But more importantly, you come back and play on Million Dollar Day, where we keep playing until one person has guaranteed themselves $1 million, a life-changing amount of money. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we have time. Are you ready to go, Sam?
I'm ready.
Okay. Your letter for today, Sam, is N for novelty. N. Okay?
N. Okay.
N. All right. Ready to play?
Yes.
Let's do it. Name a coffee brand.
Nescafe.
An Aussie actress.
Nicole Kidman.
A four-letter word.
News.
A TV show.
Neighbours.
A restaurant chain.
Nando's.
An occupation.
Nurse.
A spread.
Nutella.
A country.
Pass.
A brand. A band.
Nirvana.
A tourist attraction. You were so close, Sam.
Sam, what happened to our country? Oh. What happened to our neighbours across the ditch?
Yeah, I panicked.
Oh, no, you did so well,
great,
though.
Mate.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Sam. You got to try again, Sam, because you can re-enter. I think you've got what it makes to get $1 million.
Got what it makes?
Got it takes.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm all flustered.
No, it's tough reading it out.
It is tough. Yeah. I just feel for Sam.
Yeah, you're the real hero here. You're right. It's tough. I don't know how you read those questions out every day, mate. Day in, day out.
Sorry, Sam.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and if you'd like a little bit of help winning $1 million, we got a clue for Carrie and Tommy's $1 million Alpha Bucks coming up.
I just learnt something new.
Well, I don't know if you did.
I did. So harvest snap peas that I'm eating now. Mm. You know those little snacks, the little chip snacks that look like snap peas?
Yeah, they look like peas, yes.
Producer Sonda and I thought they were actual peas that had just been like dried and fried.
Mm.
And you've just said they're not at all. They're just a mixture made into the shape of a pea.
I think.
Oh, at mate, that is not what you said.
65% green peas.
Well, I just don't, yeah.
I mean, it's got vegetable oil,
so
rice,
how did you
seasoning.
Think they turned... like a pea pod into that.
I thought they like did some like drying out of it and then like blasted it, fried
blast
it.
Blast it with
or
a
something.
Laser from the future. And then suddenly this laser turns everything into snacks.
Don't be a dick. Anyway, so I'm not convinced.
Of which bit?
Your bit.
Yeah, well, now I'm not either.
They look too much like a pea.
I just assume they'd made them to look like peas because they want people to think what you're thinking, which is basically I'm just
eating
peas
much
and how good is this for me?
Peas, isn't
yes.
it? Anyway, all Eli's come to the desk with his computer.
Yeah, just want to talk into a microphone, one of you guys, instead of reading quietly on.
So Eli, Tommy's right, essentially.
Yeah.
It's green peas, rice, and formed into a crispy pea-shaped pod.
Sorry for ruining a bit of magic out there, guys, but we are just eating chips.
I'm just going to keep eating them now, imagining I'm eating snap peas.
Yeah, your veggies. Got a fun bit of news next about a COVID bust and the excuses used to try and get out of a COVID bust. And, yes, I was going to say the next bit, and Sonda's told me don't encourage it. So I'll be very careful with my language around this. Bad people. Break,
but funny.
COVID lockdown, but we'll... celebrate them a bit anyway. Anyway, that's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because have you ever used an excuse to get away from the coppers?
Nah.
Any of your swingers parties have been busted up?
No, the only
definitely
time I've ever
there,
had to make it up, I was going to say lie, but it sounds better to say make things up, was when I was using the wrong ID, not my ID, fake ID.
Yes.
But that wasn't really
what'd
like...
what did you say?
Nah, I mean, I feel like the stories you're going to tell me are a lot
what'd
more
hectic. What did you say? What did you say?
Nothing, just that it was me. And it wasn't.
You are a criminal mastermind.
I got into the pub though, so
yeah, good work, good work. You've been caught cutting people's hoses in the front yard?
What? No.
Anyway, let's go to Western Sydney, where let's call it a adult service centre has been caught operating.
Because they're still open. Yep.
No.
No.
No. But it has been caught operating despite being in lockdown and being told to close. So someone called Crime Stoppers on Monday night and said there might be a possible breach. Snitch. And then the police...
Good citizen.
Okay. The police went over and they discovered three female employees, 31, 36 and 56, which are weird names, and two male clients, 56 and 57, so the weird names continue.
Wasn't there a lady in a show in the 70s that was, no, number
99.
Agent 99.
And Get Smart.
Get Smart, of course. There you go.
What was?
I don't ask me. Okay. I don't know.
Do you know Get Smart agent number? Anyone?
Okay.
Search it, because I don't know it either. Anyway, they said the two guys were not wearing masks, which I would have thought was the second most important form of protection. Yeah. The excuses they used to try and get out of it. One man said he was there providing a quote for paintworks. And they said, "You always do that with
body
an erection,
paint?
Sir."
Body paint or house paint?
Oh, gross! That's gross.
What? Don't overthink it.
That's, I'm just pitching. No, it's going to take a long time to paint the hole.
Oh, I meant more like that.
I'm going to have to come back and finish this tomorrow. What singer?
I'm so tired that I can't remember any of these examples I'm bringing you. Remember the guy that number one song in America with a painted face? Half his face.
Wally DeBakker.
Wally DeBakker.
Yes. I forgot the
86.
Actual name.
What's
86
the number?
Is Get Smart's number. And what's Wally DeBakker's actual name, his Gautier. Music name? Gautier.
Gautier.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what's his song?
Somebody used to know with...
That I Kimbra. Used
Kimbra.
To know.
Thank you. Well done, everyone. The other guy inside the brothel, adult service centre, damn it.
So close.
Oh, I nearly got there.
We always lose our mind on a Tuesday.
I know. No, big weekend. The other said he was visiting his girlfriend. And that's why he was there.
Well, maybe he.
And they said, how much
thinks.
Does your girlfriend charge for visits? And he said, $250
yeah,
today.
But, you know.
And chicks are expensive. Am I right, copper? I want to know on 131060, what excuse have you used to get away or try to get away from the law? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy this afternoon, a clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks is coming up next.
Right now we are talking to aspiring criminals out there because on 131060 we're asking what excuse have you used to try and evade the law after two blokes were caught at an adult service centre, which was meant to be shut, and one said he was there for paintworks and the other said he was visiting his girlfriend.
Oh, that makes me feel a bit sad. But Belinda.
Which bit? Why?
It's the second one. Belinda, when did you try to evade the law?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, great.
That's good. I have a tendency to drive a little bit close to the cars in front of me and accidentally may have nudged someone in the back. Now, I gave the excuse of a sneeze. So a sneeze is an involuntary movement that you can't control, and I got off.
Clever, yeah, Belinda.
Belinda.
Not that we condone it, but clever.
Belinda,
yes.
Do you tailgate people so badly that you hit their car?
Just nudged it ever so gently.
Not a hit, a nudge.
It was enough to have the police involved and everything. Oh. But yeah, an involuntary movement of a sneeze, guys.
How often have you used that excuse, Belinda?
Oh, just once. I learnt my lesson. I try and keep my distance now at least 1.5 metres from every car.
At 100 kilometres an hour down the freeway.
Don't want the car getting COVID.
Officer, I sneezed. No. Yeah, but you blew 1.5. G'day, Georgie.
Hey, how you going, guys?
So good. What happened?
It's a wonderful afternoon. I was about 19 and I just started clubbing and I'd gone out to, back in the day, at Chasers in Toorak. And I was zooming home and, along Toorak Road, and there's a few good bits where you can really take off in the little Datsun 1200. Anyway, there was a car in behind me, and there was all these men in it, and they were pointing at me, and they came up beside me, and they had really serious looks on their faces, and they're all pointing at me, and I'm like, no way, that's scary. I'm not going to pull over. Like, who would do that? So I went faster. And finally, after I, like, you know, zoomed really fast, they put their lights on and pulled over. I just took a deep breath and went, all right, I've got this. I got out of the car. I stormed up to their car before they'd even got out and tapped on their window and said, how dare you terrify a young woman like that? I didn't know who you were. I was so scared. What would your mothers think? And they all just froze. They didn't breatho me, and I was off my trolley. And it was great.
Yeah, and we don't condone any of this.
Is this the point? I'm not about to say good on you at this point.
No.
No, but no. Georgie, thank you.
Interesting story, you could say. Good. Fascinating tales. Shelby, when did you try to evade the law?
When I was about 12 years old, I tried to steal a 15-cent Milky Way back then.
Oh, yeah? And what happened?
The shopkeeper caught me. Asked me my name. I said I didn't have one. Asked me my address. I said I didn't have one. Asked me who my parents were. Said I didn't have any.
Oh, Shelby.
And the worst problem was it was my dad's best friend, the copper, that was called, standing in front of me. Did I get away with it? No.
At least they didn't know your name, though. They didn't know who to write the fine out to. That's good. G'day, Zach.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. What happened?
Oh, back when I was a teenager, Mum never had a licence or anything back then, and she thought, oh, we'll just nick down to the shop quickly. And a cop pulled us over, and I thought, oh, shit, what are we going to do? So Mum said, oh, make sure your back's really sore, like, make out's really sore. So the cop came up and said, where are you guys going? Mum just said, to the hospital, of course, because he's got back problems. Yeah, so the ambulance got called, cop called an ambulance, which was shocking. So I was there trying to act in pain in front of these couple blokes. It's just like, no, oh, no. Zach. And, yeah, we got off. Not a single fine or anything. And I actually started getting back problems about 2 weeks after that. So, yeah.
Serves you right.
Sonda, are we allowed to, as the boss's show, are we allowed to have encouraged any of those calls?
No, none of it.
Okay, don't do any of that. But good, yep, well done.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's still going.
I know. It's I think weird. I'm broken.
It's the because it's happening to Chris at home too. Evie's loving it.
Why is Evie like? Just because it's funny.
Because it's weird.
Yeah. It was fine for 10 minutes. And what's it been now? 2 hours?
And it's just throbbing.
Yes. It is.
If you just joined us, we're talking about Tommy's biceps.
Oh, are we? Okay.
No, right. It's triceps, really, isn't it?
It's my lower tricep.
Yeah, and it's like, on my left arm. Do you call it?
Pulsing
on its own.
Yeah. It's like, you know what happens to your eye sometimes when it starts twitching?
Yeah.
And then you go to look at it in the mirror and it always stops. Goes away. This has been doing it now.
It's still doing it again.
It's so big, it's got a mind of its own now.
So long. It's not.
I wonder do you think it's from the gym?
I haven't been to the gym in months.
Maybe it misses it and it's like, I've got to keep doing the movement.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So weird.
Rochi, what's wrong with my arm?
Firstly, I just like to say I'm so relieved that we're talking about a twitching muscle. It's not like last time when you called me, when you put that thing in that place and I told you to put it.
I told you I fell on it.
Anyway.
It wasn't the last time we had you on. We were putting a sock in the blender and we wanted to know if it was going to harm us.
You're not involved in all of these consultations.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, some are off air. Off Broadway.
Did you call Rocky on the weekend and ask about
it? It was once. It was a carrot.
I'm glad you didn't go through with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Rocky, no, we have sent you footage of said arm twitching. Tell me, am I going to die?
Well, I mean, I can't guarantee that. I mean, that's a big guarantee. I'm not going to guarantee you're not going to die. What it is, you're spot on. It's a twitch. It's a muscle. You want to sound even more, you know, intelligent. It's what's known as a muscle fasciculation.
And it's
where they're twitching. They're going off the little nerve fibers, and a lot of time it's to do with damage. So it may be that you've been overexerting that arm, using it a little too much.
Oh, look at you go, you hero. Nah. Oh, no, do you think it's that?
No, nah,
is it that arm? No,
I'm right-handed. But I do.
Yeah, but mixing things up. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, I know. It's COVID and we're all getting bored. Oh, it feels like someone else.
Why is it all of a sudden?
A lot of the time it's to do with, you know, that it's really small micro damage done to the fibre. So a lot of times, if it is overexertion and it's a build-up of lactic acid, it may have been something that you did yesterday or last night or this morning, and all of a sudden it's just firing off. You know what? It actually happens quite a lot for all of us, and most of the time we don't even notice it. But in this circumstance, clearly, as you said, you may be bored and you've got nothing else to talk about, so you have noticed that it is going on there. I mean, there's other things that could be causing it. You could have a nutritional deficiency.
Have you had a look at him lately? Yeah. I don't reckon he's had a piece of fruit in a decade.
It's been a long time.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it's scurvy.
Rochi, I do have twitches like this a lot, but it's just the amount of time it's gone on. How long? Like it's been constantly going for hours. Yeah, what if it never goes?
Well, I mean, if it never goes, I mean, then we go back to the conversation about are you going to die? No, I do need to wear two different hats here. Right? Let me be serious, brief. If it doesn't go away for a long time, you might need to see someone because there is other reasons why people get persistent twitching. It's highly, unlikely. If I start saying terms, he's going to get stress is one of the things. If I start saying things like rabies, he's going to start.
Rabies?
There is no rabies.
Oh,
in
the
Australia.
Frothing
it's
at
fine.
The mouth should have been a giveaway.
Yes.
Is there rabies in Australia?
No, there's lyssavirus, which the bats can give you, which is very similar to the rabies virus, but we don't have rabies. No. That's the other guy's area, not me. That's the other Dr. Bet guy.
Oh, Chris Brown. What did you think about calling him?
Yeah, couldn't work out whether I was an animal or a person.
No, but I think that, you know, it's probably stress. Are you sleeping okay, Tommy? Are you worried about things? Because that can also cause twitching.
Yeah. I mean,
what's the answer to both those things?
I'm sleeping horribly.
Yes. And I'm a little stressed. Yeah. Great.
Well, anyway,
been uplifting.
At least it's not rabies. Thanks, Rochi.
Always look on the bright side. That's why you call me.
Thanks, Rochi.
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this afternoon, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up cause it's quiz time. Quiz time. Ooh, quiz time. Quiz time. It's paper quiz time.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Question.
What paper are they from today, Jess?
It is from the Herald Sun. Hmm. Question number one. Which Australian is the only tennis player who has won two calendar year Grand Slams?
Barty?
Which Australian is the only ever? Is that what it said?
Yeah, only tennis player who has won two calendar year Grand Slams.
I would have thought it would have to be Margaret Court.
Two calendar year Grand Slams. So the same Grand Slam 2 years in a row?
Oh, no. I would have thought two in the same.
Same year.
Yeah.
So what did Barty win?
Wait, isn't a calendar year Grand Slam where you win all of the Grand Slams?
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Or am I making that up?
Then it...
I don't know.
I
still reckon it's Margaret Court.
Okay, great.
Okay, question number two. Graham Shirley Strawn was the lead singer of which Australian rock band?
Something about planes, flying. That was so good.
Sherbet, isn't it?
Oh.
Ooh. No.
No, I thought it was that other band. Oh, is it Sherbet?
I don't know. Since I said it, I feel wrong.
What are some of the old bands? What are some of the names from then? Shirley, he was...
Gideon's
talking to me about them. Yeah.
They are called...
Yes.
What are they called?
I wanted to Google it. I can't.
And Wilbur Wilde.
Yeah, that's them, isn't it? It's not Sherbet, though, is
what
it?
What are they called? That's so annoying.
Oh, isn't it?
Skyhooks.
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 See, I told you it was something in the air. Yes. Plane.
Yes, that was good. Yeah.
Okay, question number three. The West Coast Fever and Adelaide Thunderbirds are competitors in which sport?
They are netballs.
Netball?
Netball, yeah. Question number four, what is the official ISO 4217 currency code for the United States?
USD?
Yep, I reckon you're right, yeah.
Question number five.
I don't understand the question, but...
Yeah.
It's funny when you hit D hard, isn't it?
USD.
I'm just after some USD. I just wanted some D with an accent, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay, she can give it to us with an accent as well. Her mom got it for her.
Mom.
Give it to us in an accent.
Her mom got it for
USD. She got me D. What?
And she's also not here anymore.
God.
Oh, don't bring that up.
It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I know you know. I wasn't breaking it to you. Imagine if that's how you found it. What?
She's dead.
What?
You to what? The S to the D. Why?
What's happened to Vickers? This new opener's causing problems.
I know. Who was that just then?
You to the S to the D.
To the what?
It felt good, though.
Did it? Yeah.
Give it to us in an American accent.
That
I
was
can't.
It.
Oh, my God. Sorry,
it was.
That
was. I'm worried the first one might be Rod Laver. Anyway, let's go.
Oh, Laver, of course.
Question.
I prefer it was Laver. What? Oh, don't get political.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I was.
Back to my rap.
Question number five.
I know I thought I'd say this, but can we please get back to Sonda's dead mum to boost the tone of the show? It's really bottomed out. We need some family death to lighten this thing up a bit.
Question number five. What is the tallest land creature?
Giraffe.
Oh, great answer.
I feel like I just read
so
that in Addie's book.
Yeah, great.
Emu.
Yeah, I was just
I think it's giraffe,
of,
isn't it?
Yeah, I reckon
be.
Giraffes are
be.
Taller than emus.
Question number one, which Australian is the only tennis player who has won two calendar year Grand Slams? I feel like we said Margaret Court and then changed to Rod Laver. The answer is Rod Laver.
Hey! Right. Locked that in.
Question number two. Graham Shirley Strawn was the lead singer of which Australian rock band? It is Skyhooks. Jezalenko.
Great work.
Jez.
Well, so I think it was Carrie.
No, it was Jez. I said it was something to do with. No, I said it was something to do with planes. It's something to do with jets, and he said Skyhooks.
Okay, mate, just trying to help you out.
Well, the West Coast Fever and Adelaide Thunderbirds are competitors in which sport? The answer is netball.
Oh my gosh, guys!
What is the official ISO 4217 currency code for the United States? It is USD.
U to the S to the D, guys.
Why?
Why?
And question number five.
Is this a trick question? Maybe it's not giraffe.
It's
maybe
an
it's
elephant.
Elephant.
We are four from four so far.
Giraffes are taller than elephants,
are
surely.
They?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they are.
Or has it got... Nah. Stand by it. They're
I'm
tall.
I'm sure in the book I read to Addie it's saying it's the tallest land animal.
What is the tallest land creature? It is a giraffe.
Yes!
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon. Still heaps more to come.
Some great tales about one man and his see-through shorts, a very famous man. I've been checking them out all afternoon.
Oh.
And a snake. Two unrelated stories.
Not the same story.
No, okay. I will bring them to you next.
Okay. Hey, Bickers, are Kim and Kanye getting back together?
Mate, I don't care.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't either, but it's the question on everybody's lips.
Is it?
It is on everybody's lips because she appeared in a wedding dress at his streaming.
Okay, hold on. His streaming of his new album.
Yes.
Called?
It's called Donda.
Donda.
Yeah.
And then she was at the streaming of it in a wedding dress on like Zoom
was
or something.
Performing.
Oh.
So it was they built a church in the middle of the stadium.
As you do.
As
yeah.
you do. It was,
oh, is that the stadium he finished off his record in?
No, it's a different stadium.
Okay, sure. Aren't you impressed I knew that though?
This is going to get more confusing, I think, as we go.
Okay.
As we go
Stop
on.
Asking details.
I don't know. But a lot of people reckon Kanye is getting weirder and his music is getting a bit weirder. I don't reckon though. Here's the first track off his new album.
Donda. Donda. Donda, 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 dun da dun da dun da dun da dun da dun da dun da.
That's Siri saying dun da
dun da dun da dun da dun da dun da.
That's not. It's a song.
Anyway, I think it's a tune.
Is that his song? Seriously?
It's just the opening, like the opening track. Yeah, that's all it is.
What's happening to him?
Nah, he always does.
No wonder they split up.
Well,
living with that.
Or. Did they? Because she wanted to post some support, right, of him, and so she posted screen grabs of her listening to the album, so it playing in her music player. Yeah. Except fans quickly pointed out that the volume was on mute.
So she wasn't actually listening to it. Do you think she has listened to it at all?
What, to this banger?
Thunder, thunder. Dunda,
dunda, I love the drop that comes
out. Oh, yeah.
Dunda, 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 dunda.
I feel sorry for the recording artist because you know he would have been like, and can you please do that again? She's like, are you for real? Dunda, dunda.
Do you think that's how he sounds like when he's in the sack? Maybe play again. Dunda, dunda, dunda.
It just gets quicker.
That's his mum's name as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
Carrie. Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Usually it's the women tennis players who are drawing attention because of what they're wearing. Okay?
Okay, sounds sexist.
Not saying that it normally is sexist. In this case, it's Andy Murray that has raised eyebrows at the US Open. It was so hot.
All right, Vickers, calm down.
No, it was just, I think they're in the middle of a heat wave. Anyway, world number one, he took the first set against number three seed Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Tsitsipas.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
But it was the Scottish player's choice of pants that really overshadowed his fine form. Fine form being the operative word.
You could see his...
his buttocks.
Could you see his front tackle?
Okay, so here's the thing. I thought, because the clickbait made me think I was going to see some front tackle.
Yeah,
so I clicked on the clickbait.
Yes.
You just see a lot
Give us a look at your bagpipes, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't squeeze them too hard.
Instead, you just got some very wet buttocks because he got so...
And how was that for you?
If
you
so, look, it did,
nothing
for me.
Did you get what you tuned in for?
No, okay. He got so wet playing that he actually slipped over on his own sweat.
Oh, Murray goes down after showing some terrific hands, stumbled. You can see
he slipped on his own sweat.
He did. It is so much sweat on the court where he went down, all kinds of wet spots.
I think he slipped in his own sweat there, Chris. That was a self-tackle.
Yeah. Wow.
It's interesting because the wetness on Andy Murray's courts are usually from his tears.
Oh, yeah, he does love a little cry. Well, then he had to go off to the side of court for a little break, and he took off his shoe and tipped out water from his shoe. That was the sweat that had dripped into it.
Butt sweat that had run down.
Oh, gross. Anyway, speaking of sweating and not showering, do you remember when Kristen Bell made headlines a few months ago? In fact, we talked about it on this very show, how her and Dax Shepherd, her partner, don't wash their kids very often. I think they were just saying how they just wait till they can see the dirt on them and then they might throw them in the shower.
I think I heard you then talk about that on the project as well.
Yes.
On national TV.
Well, because then Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher weighed in saying they don't wash their kids very often as well. Anyway, Kristen Bell has now come out saying the whole debate around bathing was actually a joke and she cannot believe that all of us included took the whole thing seriously.
I thought, America is not going to dig deep into this and want all the intel on how often people bathe, right? Because there are much more important topics. But it was kind of funny when, like, we started being asked about it and then the interviewers didn't even know that Dax's podcast was the one that started the questions. And by the way, of a room full of four comedians, Dax, Monica Padman, Ashton Kutcher, and Mila Kunis, who were joking about bathing, and then the world took it seriously. So I lost a lot of faith in the human race.
And we are sorry for that, Kristen.
Did you just call Ashton Kutcher a comedian?
Not.
And Mila Kunis and Dax Shepherd.
It's interesting.
Is it?
I mean,
I
just reckon you can forgive people for not knowing that they, like, we're joking because you're not used to them telling jokes.
And finally, do you remember when we were subjected to snakes around our neck?
Oh, no.
Oh, what's happened?
No.
What?
No.
What?
Eli's just shown me a picture.
Oh, okay. Just hold on. Just hold.
Okay.
Tight for a
well,
second.
Well, you tell
Do you remember how we felt about four-stepping having a snake a around our neck? No,
Oh, no.
Holy moly. That snake is at least 2 metres long.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I can't.
Just reach out and... Oh, she's touched it.
Okay, I don't want it long.
Because you're right.
I don't want it long.
It's not dramatic, is it? You know what it sounds like you're about...
That's if you're hearing that back, Sonda. Bad,
you know what it sounds like you're about to say? Donda.
Anyway, this is why you should not put snakes around people's necks, what I'm about to show you next.
Oh, hang on. I don't want to see this.
It's not that bad.
What I can see so far is a little kid.
A little kid. She's at a petting zoo in Russia.
Does a little kid get bitten?
Yep, she's in the region of Sverdlovsk Oblast.
Does this little kid get bitten?
Her parents aren't there.
Because?
And
does the little kid get bitten?
Have a little watch of the little girl.
No.
Okay, so that just a little nibble, right? A little nibble.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you're a bit slow to the audio. Are you watching it? It's not that bad. Get back. Yeah. Anyway, she had a little nibble. I will point out that she acted far more calmly than we did, and she actually got bitten on the face by the snake. But how is this? Her parents came to get her, and the staff were like, imagine going to daycare, right, to pick up your kid, and the staff were like, look, hey, we had a little animals coming to the crèche today. Your kid got bitten on the face, but non-venomous snake, right? And the dad's like, I want to see the snake. I want to see that it's non-venomous. Anyway, they took her to hospital as a precaution. But what they think may have happened is apparently before they put the snake around her, she'd had a chicken meal for lunch and played with some chicks, and they think the snake smelt, because they're very sensitive to smell, smelt the chicken on her and wanted some lunch.
Oh, my God!
Isn't that like, so thank God we didn't have a chicken meal before we got those.
And usually on every second day we smear chicken fat all over the place before we do the show.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
That was a podcast packed full of big smiles and even bigger lols. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse and pick up a fragrance for Dad this Father's Day.